Good evening and welcome back to the audio booth for this 22nd of August. My name is Tom Kearney, full-time here at Flanagan Park. Ballinrobe losing on a scoreline of 3-9 to 6-7. At half-time it was 2-4 to 4-3. The team put in a great effort in the second half, really. Some great football on display from both teams, it has to be said. Midway through the second half, Claremorris getting two goals in to push them up to six. And as the saying goes, goals win matches. Ballinrobe persevered all the way through, tried all the way to the end. And you have to commend the players and the team and the management for the display that they put in an A final. Having won the B final last week is a great achievement for the team and for their mentors and their parents. Just to remind you of the team that was selected for the match: David Lina in goal, full back line was Owen Sheridan and Oisin Hanlon, half back line was Christopher Fahey, Oran O'Malley, Owen Langan, full midfield Pádraig Horan, Evan O'Brien, half forward line was Kieran Finnerty, Ross Philbin, Liam Burke, full forward line was Stephen Mahon, Rory Jennings, and subs were Ryan Bulger, Dylan Jennings, JV Cummins, Ewan Duffy and Matthew Burke. That's the under-14 season fulfilled all fixtures. They come away with a title, which is the South Mayo under-14B champions. Congratulations to the team and the mentors and the parents for a great season. The players have worked very hard and I know the management are extremely pleased with how the players have come on and developed throughout that year. Tomorrow evening in Flanagan Park at 7 p.m. sees our under-16 team take on their Mayo Gales counterpart in the South B semi-final. 7 o'clock throw in there, as I say. And then there's a matter of a little game on Saturday morning, 11 a.m. The under-11s take on their Claremorris counterparts again in the under-11 Go Games League. The academy is on as well at 9:30 a.m. for all other age groups. Sunday sees Mayo take on Monaghan in the minor and Mayo take on Tyrone in the senior in Croke Park. We'd like to wish both teams all the best for both games and to our own men in the green and red, Stephen Burke, Donald Vaughan, Kenneth O'Malley and Alan Murphy. Wish them all the best in for the weekend. But that's it here, as I say, at Flanagan Park after the under-14A semi-final, Ballinrobe unfortunately losing to Claremorris. And that's it for today. Thank you.